Beginnt der Daf mit sagt das an der Sam war wir gehen am Basic und das macht beginnt die Mama my la my like the cow what's in the plural so remember the tarity so we were learning out two things Baruch Hashem and Mikal the Dain. So that's what we know it from Lisa Kal. Says Taisa Mikal Chaveira. Where do we know that we're going to cursing one's friend? Gamina, that we learn that Oyma Oyva Nasi, either from a common denominator of the prohibition to curse a father and a Nasi, Oyma Abba Cheresh, or from the father and the other extreme of a deaf mute. Because the lack of Mifach, you cannot ask, as we previously asked, Shekim and Shunna, oh, well, they're different. They have their extreme reasons. Because the Avein Mishunna, the father's not. Anything different, because Avagav the Perek Shavuos Edus. Although the Gemara Shavuos Alam Avav Med Aleph Mashma, it sounds like the Mecheresh Lechudei Gomala that it's learned out just from Cheresh. But this explains no, it's from Cheresh and from Aviv together. Such as Vatem begin to say Benigma Aviv Memekal Atzmoi Becheresh. Why can't you learn out Aviv, which we're trying to learn out from the prohibition of cursing oneself and the Cheresh? Because the Perek Shavuos Edus the Gemara over there Garmina learns out. Mekal atzma that you not curse yourself. And the chesiv, because it says in the pasuk, Yeshem lechosh my nafshecha. It talks about yourself. Be careful regarding yourself. So then we could learn the common denominator of those two. Yeshem says no. Dilav dashkechon aviv. If we didn't have a source for one's father, the gemina menei chabei, which we learn out others from, lav gemina baatzma, we would not have learned that regarding oneself. Mashalim etinish also bechaber. If you're not prohibited regarding someone else, so. Would that make sense to say that but you're prohibited to curse yourself? So it's only when we have a source of father, then we say a source for oneself. But you wouldn't be able to learn it out from Mekal Atzma itself. And it says, Master begins the Gemara, Achi Yushnein Shavim, that Ba'adda asked to Rav, is this not logical that according to a mayor, the Torah is excluding Vala Ketan Merasa only from skill, not from Chenek? Because it says, Mesikam Shneim, sounds like that they have to be the same. Which Pirush according to Rashi explains, meaning b'nei einshin, that they have to be liable for punishment, and since the minor is not liable because of her that she's a minor, so then it would make sense to exempt also the man. So it says the question is difficult because what do you mean? Why are you waiting to ask this question of Tikshul Rabbanan? This question is difficult in Rabbanan also. The mechayiv nafal eskila. That what do you mean? The chachamim they hold there's no difference between Nar Merasa and Ketan Merasa. Both of them, the Baal is Chayv Skila. What do you mean? But Shkam Shneim says they both have to be Bar Enshin. So this says, Bishlam, if you can say, is L'Rabbanan Nich. No, the Rabban actually makes sense. Because the Dine Beskila Kenar Merasa. The truth is that the Pasuk Mizigam Shneim was said by a Nesuah. That's because according to Chacham, they hold that a Ketan Merasa is like a Nair Merasa. So there's no difficulty from this pasuk that's talking about regarding Nesua. So as he says, because the Dine Beskila, Kenair Merasa, where, yeah, it's the same thing. Ketan Merasa is like Nair Merasa. Where, the Lekashle Mivim Mesugam Shneim. So therefore it's not difficult from this pasuk. The Mesug said that's written by a married woman. And therefore it doesn't have to be the equivalent only by Nesuah of Rameya, but according to Rameya, that the Dine Kenesuah Bechenek, that according to Rameya, that holds that a Ketan Merasa is not a Ketan Merasa because he exempts her from Skila, so well, that's difficult. If you're going to say that he's equating Haralacha to a married woman, which is you kill the boil with Chenek, so then you should learn from Ramash Neim, which that is a Sahavala Mifter Mahakra. Then you should be exempt from this pasuk because that's equated with that of a nesua. So therefore, that's why it's asked difficult, specifically under meyer. Now, the taste of hashda based on what we're saying, ben la meyer ben la abanan that ben nesua pater. So you're right. So ben nesua, everyone agrees because that's where the pasuk gemish name was said by. So then it must need the maishel el. So the mishnah on daf nun hey amad beis that says b'chayavin aleha mishum eishes ish that a girl over 3 years old already one is liable. If they have relations with her as an erva, as because she's a married woman, so la azika basayu, well then that wouldn't be like either one of them, because obviously it's not going to be the same punishment. Or you know, I mean, another part you could say it would be kerabanan ubarusa. It would be like kerabanan, and we're talking about that that she's narusa, which we said that doesn't have to be the same thing, a same type of punishment. That's only by nesua. But such as me, however, kumin did kinan la'el. But since we inferred previously that we said that's for every erva, for the behemo, even an animal that this 3-year-old girl had relations with, Koshke Nesua, all the more so that the same thing should apply with a with if she's in the Nesua. So Elarada says Taisis, you're right, it's not like either one of them. It'd be like Kribyanisin. He does not darshan gamshneim like this. El mute ma'isa hordas. He uses it to expound, to exclude a ma'isa of hordas, as the Gemara explains later on. Over another part you could say is l'rabban according to rabban the kibin ein dinim mishtana b'shul katana. Since there the halacha does not change because of her being a minor, mishtab b'shavu lokim gamshneim. So it's logical to explain the pasuk gamshneim l'drasha achriti for some other drasha. And therefore, we could say the previous Mishnah was like Rabbanan. But the halacha changes from skila to chenek, biktana arusa by a minor arusa. Then, smart logic is that Masud darshin gamshneim lifter legamri. That when she's married, then you would darshin gamshneim to totally exempt. According to the Chachamim, that they hold there's no difference between the Bal Namrosa and the Ketana Amrosa. Both in the Torah's Mechayev Skila, and they weren't lenient regarding Bal Ketana, so, okay, that's the Svara, that also regarding Habal Nesua, that they were not going to be lenient more than the Ketana Nesua. Whereas regarding Remeir, that's just saying that he holds the Torah's lenient regarding Habal Ketana Amrosa and Nachayev Skila, so it's logical to dash from the Pasuk Gamshneim that Babal Nesua to be lenient regarding the Halacha Bal Ketana Nesua and to totally exempt. Now, so again, that's why the prior Mishnah would be like the Chacham. Says Taisus that Rabbein Tamafarish, he explains differently. He says, what does it mean at Shiyush Neim Shavin? The like come a Shneim Shavin b'nei Einshin. Doesn't mean, like Rashi said, that they're both equal, that they have to be getting, you know, punishment. El Shavin b'misa achas has to be that they both have the same type of misa. Oh. So Pashat Rabban, now according to Rabban, the Debal HaKetan B'Skila, that if someone has relations with the a minor, that it's a skila, Shabbat, that okay, that makes sense. Given them hoisa he bas ancient, since if she would be punishable, look, she's a minor, she's not going to get. But had she been hoisa misa achas, would be the same misa. So that qualifies. Of the mayor, but the mayor baal agitana is bechenek. The hoisa bas ancient, but if she would be a bas ancient, hoisa beskila would be a skila. Bein zed shavu be misa achas, but that's not the same misa. Imkin nesu agitana, so therefore comes out that a minor married woman, the kulam b'misa achas shavin, comes out according to everyone, it has there's no mokum to exempt the boil from the drasha chisheish nebeshavin because then they're both the same, and if she was a gedayla bas lanchin, she would also get the misa of chenek. Then says the Rebbe begin to say bas koyin shehi b'sreifa, she gets sreifa a boil b'chenek, and the man gets chenek. Wait, lift your legami, but you're totally exempt him. Keep an ancient name of Misa Achas, because they don't get the same Misa. Mishum says, we can say, no, the myth legami, you're right. Based on that Svara, you would say that, but EF is not possible. Mishum Dashin, because the Gemara Darshans, later on the Tzadim and Aleph, Likab Zayman, it says, Las La'achim. We do, like they attempted to do to the man, but La'achim, not to his sister, meaning to the woman. Obviously, it means to say the man gets a death sentence, so you obviously can't say that he's getting exempt in such a case. Next time, Mata begins Gemara, Ma'isa Chidudin. That according to Rabbi Anderson, that Ma'isa Gam Shneim is coming to exclude if it's Ma'isa Chidudin. Whereas according to Bishop, well, that's Svar. Now, since it's kosher, it's difficult to perikabal yivimte. The Gemara yivimte on him based mashma sounds like the leboykra, that you wouldn't need a pasik to exclude such a thing. Because the part of the Gemara asks Peshita, obviously, pretzusa kasher rachmana. You think the Torah is just making, like, you know, just inappropriate behavior as forbidden? Now, well, it gives us svarim, but according to the text, Maisa Hordis, which obviously would be different, it's with an actual woman, and it's actually with penetration, but she's dead. Namikash, that's still difficult to humamayit, because that would really exclude Nechsevet says Mikriyotes Shechva Zera, which Prat Lemeshamash Maisa, that the Gemara says that excludes if, let's say, if it's dead, then there's nothing of vitality, so that we already know from there also. So the Taisus finds that interpretation would be also difficult. So what's this excluding Maisa Chedudin, which is just an external act? Now, the Taisus begins Gemara b'Hai Levadei My Darish Pei. Now, what is he darshan with Levada? Look at the Tanya. So you see, according to Rabbi Yishia, he darshan with the Pasuk Maisa Gamshneim. The Torah in particular should be the same. The Pasuk Maisa Yishu Levadei would teach us that as many men that were born, Amarasa, Besula, only the first would be Chayiv Skila, and the rest would be Chayiv Chenek. Now, I'm going to say, wait,
Hardemeya isle hach braisa diktani masnitin harishin beskila b'shein bechenek. That he holds yet only the first one gets skill and the second one is bechenek. If that's the case, Hechka Mishmul, Hagut Mul say, my Tamashos a grab, why was Rabbi Sant Lemele, why can't he say, Omeisa ish?
That he's wondering, why was Rav quiet? He should have answered the question of Yaakov Abba and say, oh, you know, according to a mayor, Baal Merdos is Chai Bechenek, because it says, according to a mayor, this pasuk is needed for a different drasha to teach us the only first one's Chayev Skila, not the second one.
Halar Meivim Baile, Lidach Drasha. So it says, the Tarti Shamet
Minei, that what Shmuel meant to say was, it's Yikadashim from this pasuk two halachas. First of all, that the first one's chayav and not the second one. Also, that it's chayav only when it's only him, and even when the nevel is a katana, that wouldn't be the same with him. And therefore, that's what he was asking.